Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
First Thessalonians 5, and just want to give you three verses that are to me some of the most succinct, spiritual, sincere verses from the talented tent maker from Tarsus, the Apostle Paul. He says in 16, y'all got it? 16. You got it, Thessalonians 5, 16, rejoice always. 17, don't stop praying. 18, in everything. Now I gotta say that again. 16, rejoice always. 17, pray without ceasing. 18 is critical, come here. In. Say in again. In. It'll be important at the end, no pun intended. In, say in. If you forget in, you're gonna be lost, my friend. Say in. In, don't forget that. In everything. If you forget that, then you wasted your time. In everything. Do me a favor. If you're not too mean on this Thanksgiving weekend, push five people like you want them to fall and tell them I'm glad he was in it. Go ahead, I'm glad. I'm glad he was in it. You may be seated. It was Henry Van Dyke who said, and I quote, that gratefulness is the inward feeling of kindness received. And thankfulness is the natural impulse to want to express that gratefulness. And thanksgiving is that thankfulness expressed, unquote. You see, there's something about being thankful that ought make you want to show it at times. You know, you can be thankful without saying it. You can be thankful without expressing it. You can be thankful without any outward corresponding action. There are levels to gratefulness. I don't know how many people in here are grateful like I am. One of the things I've been thinking about is young people and maybe some of the struggle you have not had to endure as millennials or other young people, teenagers. Maybe there's some gratefulness that you're not familiar with yet. Maybe life makes us more grateful. I don't know. It got me thinking about my baby boy, Raphael. Everybody got children. Anybody have one child you have to pray for just a little bit more? Throw your hand up, praise God. Just a little bit more Jesus. And Ralph just turned 12. He's my main man. He's my prayer child. He comes in to the bedroom the other morning. All parents know this feeling when they have that look of anguish on their face. And you're thinking, what's jumped off with my baby? I'm getting ready to go into dog mode. What's going to happen to my baby? He had that look of anguish. He came in, Daddy. I said, what's up, man? There's no Wi-Fi. I said, you little light-skinned black child. If you don't get out of my face, I will punch you, kill you, and preach your funeral. It got me thinking about Gayrod Wilmore's pragmatic spirituality. Don't even read that unless you feel like thinking, but one black theologian genius, Gayrod Wilmore, who in his book, Pragmatic Spirituality, chronicles the life of African Americans before the West African diaspora up until this present moment, how we came over in ships. We're the only people in this country that came without asking. People trying to sneak in, we were brought. Don't ever forget that. Everyone else trying to sneak in, we were brought against our will. Chronicles everything up to the AME split, Richard Allen, Absalom Jones, who were praying black people on the altar at a white church inside of St. George Methodist Church. The whites pulled them up. Even whites can appreciate this. The whites pulled them up off their knees saying, you can't pray at our altar. And Richard Allen, Absalom Jones started the AME, African Methodist Episcopal Church, of which the Word Church is birthed. All of us should be grateful for the AME denomination, wherever you are. because they split off and said, if you won't let us worship here, we'll worship where we want to. From there, of course, you move into civil rights based on Jim Crow Senior, when we could not even use the bathroom and could not drink out of water fountains. People on their way to the march in Washington couldn't even stop in most places to get something to eat on the way, because you couldn't go in unless you were white. They had to pack sandwiches just to get there. And how did we get from that to there's no Wi-Fi? Just maybe we aren't grateful enough. But if God has made a way for you, if God has been good to you, maybe there's something more than Wi-Fi. Why I'm here is because God made a way out of no way. Can you clap your hands and say, Pastor, I'm grateful. We're in this teaching titled Gratefulness Gone Wild, and why wouldn't we be grateful? I mean, we just celebrated the 17 as a ministry. If God lets us live, watching by television, I'm sure it's passed already. Here comes Thanksgiving. Right after that, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. A week after that, if God is kind enough, here's a new year. And somebody died this year in church, Texas. Somebody died at a concert, Las Vegas, and the Lord has preserved you to be sitting here in your right mind. You may not have everything you want, but everybody in here should throw your hands up and holler, thank you, Jesus. Boy, I feel somebody already making turkey and dressing, so let me let you out of here so you can go shopping early. But can I suggest to you, this talented tent maker from Tarsus gives us some cold-blooded stuff in 1 Thessalonians 5. I want to be expositional and yet let you out in time, but he says enough in 3 or 4 verses for me to base an entire series on. He begins in verse 12. If you like your Bible, look at your Bible with me, because in verse 12, he says, dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you. They give you spiritual guidance. One version says, overwhelm them with gratefulness. I know where you think I'm going. You think I'm about to say, you know, you should appreciate Lady Vernon and I for being your spiritual leaders. We work hard, but that's not what came to my mind. The first thing that came to my mind when I read this was those that make me look smarter than I am, those that assist me, the campus elders. Thank you, Larry and Drita downtown, and those here, all the elders who support us, and all the people who help give spiritual guidance. And if you're not careful, you can come here for years and never thank them. Just kind of take for granted, most of them don't have to be. I know some are paid, that's their job, but some are unpaid. They're people who are standing around right now so you can sit down. They're people who are in children's church so you can have quiet without your child. There are people who are in the parking lot in the snow so you can be warm. Just maybe we can at least clap and say thank you for all of those. But specifically here, Paul is talking about spiritual leaders, elders and deacons, and those that help us around here. Many paid, many unpaid, pastors watching. Two kinds of staff, pastors watching. Paid staff, unpaid staff, but they're all staff. When you walked in today, you had no idea who gets a check and who doesn't. The greeter that was at the door represents our church, therefore she must carry herself like staff. You don't know who gets paid and who don't. All you know is they represent us. Therefore, we train everyone the same with civility and kindness. If you and your husband fell out this morning and you're not in the best mood, get off my door. Because somebody coming in church and one usher can turn somebody away. One mean greeter can make a brother never come back. One person in the parking lot with bad breath, brush your teeth, praise God. One person. We teach them to do all of that. Clean your hygiene. Have a smile on your face. I'm grateful for the hundreds of people that make all these campuses work. You should clap for that one more time. Now, verse 14 is where it gets heavy, and you may want to look at this with me. Verse 14 says, our counsel is that you warn the freeloaders. Sound like some of your grown children, right? Praise God. Amen. Warn the freeloaders to get a move on. Gently encourage the stragglers. Here's the part I love. And reach down and help the exhausted, pulling them to their feet. Let's unpack that in about 2 minutes. Warn the freeloaders. This is what the scripture says. One version says those that are lazy. The scripture says more about slothfulness than just about any other subject. Read the book of Proverbs. It is replete with passages about lazy people. God doesn't like lazy. God wants you to maximize your moment. I'm talking to some brother who has potential. Many parents are sad, not because your child has not reached their potential, but because they have not reached for their potential. They may not make it all the way, but doesn't it stay in your heart? Y'all pray for me. One of my little issues, you have to know me, those of you who know me. I like to see people become what God has called them to be. There's something in you. Don't miss your moment. 2 books this year I dropped. Why, Pastor? Because I can. Whatever in you, you ought to do. I believe there's greatness in you. And many of you, there's more money in you than you're producing. Pastor, money don't fix everything. Lean on somebody and say, it'll fix most of it. Go ahead and tell somebody, praise God. Most of my issues, money would fix it. It won't fix a cheating husband. It won't fix sickness. No, it won't fix that. We're not that small. But God wants you to prepare yourself. Pastor, how much money you want me to have? As much as God wants you to. I don't want you to have a penny less or a penny more. But everything that's in you, I'm getting that look from people over 40. I'm sorry. Find somebody old and tell them you're not dead yet. Go ahead and tell them right quick. Praise God. No, if you're alive, this is your time. God wants you to maximize everything that you are. There's more money in you. There's a degree in you. Don't go to heaven having not maximized this life. Read more, prepare more, save more. The scripture warns young brothers, old brothers too, singles. I see y'all Friday, shameless plug. Don't marry a brother who won't work right now. Don't marry potential, marry reality. Y'all like that? If he lazy now, don't think marriage is a magic switch. No, you may not have everything, but go for it. This is your moment. The Bible says, warn those that are lazy. I think there's some people in here that's texting more than you're reading. How you don't have a job on social media? That's for people with money. TV for people who already paid their bills. You unemployed, you don't get to tweet nothing except please hire me. That's all you can tweet. Please hire me. What you tweeting anything for with your broke self? Broke people can't tweet. But then, I want to put it back on the screen, verse 14, because it's this important. Gently encourage the stragglers, those who you know got more. Come on, gently. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. What you doing with your life, man? Come on, player. Come on. You're one of the brightest brothers I met. What you doing? You're brighter than your bank account. Yeah, your anointing is bigger than what you're acting like. Gently bring them. But then he says something that blew my mind. He said, reach out for the exhausted. Pull them to their feet. Don't make the mistake of confusing the exhausted people with lazy people. Some people not lazy, but they tired. Don't you ask me why, but the Lord told me this word is for many women in here. I don't know why, but the Lord told me. Then they confirmed it Saturday night. They confirmed it this morning. The Akron campus women running up to me. You know my dogs mean everything to me around here, but God gave me women on this one. Don't ask me why. There's something about women, particularly middle-aged women, jumped at me because there's something you should note. It's called the sandwich years. That's those 40s, 50s, late 30s, where children getting bigger and parents getting sicker or dying. You in the middle of a lot. There are women in this room and brothers. You're trying to make sure the kids maintain who they are. If you're married, he needs you. They need you. Mama needs you. Plus, you got your own stuff, your own emotional pain. Try to keep yourself together. You're not a young chicken no more. And sometimes you just get tired. But God sent you to church for me to be your spiritual Red Bull. God told me he's about to give you a boost of energy through his word and the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry. Go James Brown. Push somebody and say, get on up. Go ahead. That's the wrong person. I wish I had 10 people here. God's about to give you your swag back. God's about to give you a boost of energy through his word. He sent you today to be encouraged that the best is yet to come, that your children will rise up and call you blessed, that God's going to use you to set an example for your children's children's children. I know you're tired right now. Get up. There's somebody God sent. It is Thanksgiving. It is the Christmas holidays that causes more suicides than any other time of year. People become retrospective and introspective about what they have or who they have or who they wish they had or who they wish they didn't have and start tripping. They start looking at life around this time, and sometimes you just get tired. It's not that you're unspiritual. You're just tired. It's not that you don't love him. You're just tired. It's not that you don't want to be in his will. You're just tired. I can't stand sermons that take the humanity out of my Christianity. Oh, preacher Rennell, I think I will. I come to minister to somebody and tell you, you're not crazy. You're just tired. You're not demonic, you're just tired. You're not a bad Christian, you're just tired. That's why church does matter. That's why the sermon you hear every weekend does matter. That's why it does matter where you belong to, because you need messages that pull you up. I don't need to be cussed out on Sunday and told what I'm not. I know that. I know I got issues. I know I struggle. One preacher told me, I don't like you preachers that preach that health and wealth. I thought to myself, well, the antithesis is broke and sick. You're broke today. You're sick today. Ain't God all right? Oh, Lord, I quit that church. Praise God. No, tell me I can get up. Tell me that greater is he that is in me. Tell me it is not yet appeared what I shall be, but I do know when he shall appear, I shall be like him. Tell me eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Tell me weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Tell me, is there anybody that came today saying, God, speak to my heart. Help me fight through this mess. The devil is a lie, and you don't need friends and family that don't pull you up. You don't need a church that doesn't pull you up. I've told you for years, if you're in a 6 feet hole and I jump in with you, we both stuck. The problem with many of you is you got too many friends that jump in. Girl, these men are tripping. Ain't they a trip? Girl, my husband, mine too. Girl, that's why I don't trust, man. Your daddy was the same way, just jumping in. No, I ain't jumping in with you. Find you one friend got more money than you. Get you one friend that's not nasty like you. Find you one friend that got a good marriage. Find you somebody that when you call them with that mess, they say, you coming out of this. I don't know what you thought. I ain't your social media buddy. I ain't about to gossip with you. I'm about to speak life over you. You can get up, and when you walk in this church, whether you like it or not, you're walking out of here better than you came in. God has a plan for you. The best is yet to come. One more time, slap somebody and say, I'm pulling you up. This is the quicker picker upper church. This is the Red Bull ministry. You walk in here, you're going to get some energy. One brother just told me in Akron, I feel like I can fight now, Pastor. I said, you at the right church play. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care how many numbers you got on your record. I don't care what type of felony you got. I say there's a brother in here with a felony that will become the wealthiest brother in this ministry the right way. There's a sister in here had babies too early that's going to own her own company and pay off everything her family got. There's a sister in here that started off wrong. By the time God is through with you, you will be the Rockefeller of the city. Is there anybody that will stand up and sit back down downtown and holla, I receive that. Woo! I gotta go. I feel the Thanksgiving dinner spirit over there. Verse 16, rejoice always. Pantotai Shere. It is the Greek. It is the shortest verse in the Greek New Testament. It is the shortest verse, but maybe it has the longest meaning. It is the shortest verse, but maybe it's the longest in its impact. It is the shortest verse in the Greek. Pantotai Shere. I want you to say that all week. Say pantote. You say tomato, I say tomato. Pantote. Just say it one of the ways, pantota, pantote, sherete. It is the Greek for rejoice always. Rejoice always. You don't know what I just said. Rejoice always. Pastor, I'm a lot of things, player. I'm a lot of things, player. I hug you, Pastor, and tell you my issues. But your girl ain't no phony. No, I got issues, but I'm honest about them. I don't act like how I don't feel. That's not me. No, Pastor. If I don't feel it, I don't do it. I'm not trying to be seen by people. I'm a straight up brother. I know I got issues. When I come here, I come to be real. And one thing I'm not with all the stuff that I am is fake. So you asking me to do something that I do not feel, that's not me. I agree with you, player, logically, but not theologically. Because when it comes to rejoicing, that's the only place you got to fake it till you make it. You got to be prophetic when you're feeling pathetic. Preach R.A. Vernon. I think I will. You got to fight through it until you get to it. You got to say it till you see it. Y'all tripping. That's why I got wheels on my podium. I'm gone because y'all not feeling me up here. I want to say to everybody up in here, when it comes to rejoicing, do not wait to feel it. That's called happy. I ain't got time for happy. Happy a trip. Happy come and go. Cute man, happy. Cute man cheat on me, not happy. Raised on my job, happy. Laid off my job, not happy. But joy. How long you been at the Word Church? Joy does not come from without. Joy comes from within. Okay, I tried to go theological, now I gotta go grandma. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So you got to choose to have joy. Y'all missed it. Here's why you came. If you don't get nothing else, rejoice is a choice. Oh, it is not a feeling. I would love to feel happy and giddy because I'm a straight up brother. I love when Lady Vernon kissing me and cooking and making love and all my goodness and things are clicking and the kids getting straight A's and respecting me and the church blowing up and the staff is happy and the offers off the chain and books are moving. Ooh, them good times. Thank God for them. But that come and go. Kids are human. My wife not Jesus. People come, people change. I can't live on fluctuating feelings because I'll be a bipolar saint. The reason why some of you are tripped because this your life. He feel good, you feel good. He didn't cheat this week. Oh, praise God. He called. Oh, my God. Nice guy at the club. Oh, my God. That'll drive you spiritually crazy. I'm trying to get you to stay right here in the good times. You may spruce up, but you never go too low. Why? Because rejoice is a choice. Hey, look at me. Because I don't want you to think I'm just trying to make you jump. This critical to me. It's the word for you. Here's the word. Somebody hug me and tell me that was my word, Pastor. Here's the word. Look at me. When you are tripping, if you're like me, I'm critical, I'm analytical, I'm decently intelligent, I think, and people like us overthink. You can overthink to the place where you're in a good place and space, but you start thinking about moves you should have bust. Particularly when you lead thousands of people and people depend on your stewardship and depend on your physical responsibility and all that. So you think to yourself, man, if I had did this, if I did that. So I'm in Florida last week just trying to ease my mind, didn't take the kids, didn't take the wife, just looking at water. Water brings me down. I need water. So I'm looking at water, and I'm just tripping, and I'm just thanking God, and I got to thinking. I got to thinking. Tell somebody, stop thinking so much. That's your problem. You just always just think. I got to thinking. I got to thinking. I got to think. Next thing I know, I'm tripping so bad in a room by myself. Demons are literally trying to mess with my head. I done lost 30 minutes in retrospect tripping to the place where I'm physically not feeling good. But because I'm an old school player and the devil hate me and I know his word, I caught it. I'm more experienced than most of you. I should be. I'm your pastor. Know the schemes of the enemy, 1 Peter 5. And when I saw it, I said, wait a minute. I got to make a choice. I can lose this whole day. I could have stayed in Cleveland with the family to do this. I came here to get renewed. So what I decided to do in that room was start thanking God. Now, some of y'all think this a game until you tried this week. And you better email me or hit me up on social media and say, Pastor, you're right. Next time you completely trip and you got a choice, you can stay there and say, wait a minute. I choose to rejoice. Matter of fact, I don't even like this room. I'm walking out the kitchen because the kitchen got demons in it. I'm going to the living room and say, thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. I'm blessed. Y'all think this a game. I dare you to try. Lord, I'm happy. Lord, I'm coming out. Lord, my kids can breathe. I may not have a man, but at least I'm not crazy. I may not have everything I want, but I got peace of mind. I may not be rich, but my kids can eat whatever they want tonight. I may not be perfect, but I'm still here. And if you start saying it, you will see what you say. I wish I had somebody that would say it till you see it. I dare somebody to say, I'm coming out of this. I'm blessed. I'm blessed when I come in, blessed when I go out. My bills are paid. My past is over. My kids will do better than me. I'm rejoicing. You got to be prophetic when you feel pathetic. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. I wrote this down. You can keep standing or sit or run, Forrest, run. When do you quote somebody? When they can say it better than you. A.J. Mason said, and I quote, "The Christian who remains in sadness and depression really breaks a commandment. In some direction or other, he or she mistrusts God, his power, providence, and forgiveness." That's worth reading again. "The Christian who remains in sadness and depression breaks a commandment. In some direction or other, he or she mistrusts God, his power, his providence, his forgiveness." Y'all ready for this? Depression is just not a choice. It's a sin. You cannot, and to those who are clinically depressed, I'm very sensitive here, those who have medical, clinical depression, that's a whole nother world. We'll talk about that. But even in that case, it is your responsibility to fight. It is your responsibility to fight. I got members, and all of you watching me, Word Church Nation across the world, all of you, and I got members that I get on because you're just too depressed too much. And I tell you, I'm your boy. Cry on my shoulder. Child, do something, tell me. Go through something with your husband. Let's cry together. Lose mama, we're going to cry together. But be careful when every Sunday, for the last 5 years, you can't find a smile. Who you serving? That suggests a mistrust in God. It suggests that you're not dependent on his forgiveness, that you haven't forgiven yourself when he has forgiven you, which now despises his grace. If you believe he died for it, let it go. Even he died. His blood is not Kool-Aid. His blood is blood. It reaches to the lowest valley. And it flows. I wish I had. It reaches the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It'll never. I don't care what you did. Slap three people, say it's over, it's over, it's over. Get your joy back. I look at some of your children. I look at some of your children, and they look like you. Because you've been sad so long, sadness in the house. They don't even smile, because mama don't ever smile. Mama's so mad about they daddy, who she chose, that the whole house got to pay. They don't sense no joy. Everything's what you don't have and what you don't got, and you made all the choices. And God said he's already forgiven you and you coming out. Let them kids see mama walk around there with grace. How you doing, mama? Blessed. I'm sorry. Touch your sister, say fake it till you make it. Go ahead. Just fake it till you make it. I know every day not a perfect day, but don't you walk around there, grandma, the whole family looking at you. How grandma gonna be the most negative, sad woman in the family? Grandma gotta be the light. You're the matriarch. You're the patriarch. Show them God will make a way out of no way if you but trust. Oh, God. God will make me lose my mind. I'm preaching to myself up in here. Won't he make a way out of no way? Get your joy back. The devil is a lie. Hey. 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Wow. Pray without ceasing. That etymologically, that can't be right, right? Because if we look at that literally, that means never cease to pray. I think, right? Pray without ceasing, never cease to pray. So to my literalist, that means that there's never a moment in your life where you're not praying. So we know Paul can't mean that. If he meant that, that means you'd be walking through the house, mama, we hungry. Baby, can a brother get a kiss? Oh, no, you're at work, your supervisor. Kelly, can you bring me those papers? No. You'll be divorced, fired, and in jail for child abuse. So we know that Paul can't be literal here. So what is he saying? Great crowd, by the way. Best crowd I've had. I told everybody that. Praise God. Amen. But I mean this. I want you to catch this. What Paul is saying is have a spirit of prayer. Have a lifestyle of prayer. He's saying, my sons, my daughter, all my children, I think, are here today, and a Lady Vernon's under the weather. Let's pray her whole in Jesus' name. We ain't got time for that on Thanksgiving. Been just sniffling, sniffed all night, couldn't hardly get out of bed, but I call her healed before I get home. You watching, baby? You got the victory, I got the victory. We birth victory, victory all over us. You see how I just prophesied? I prophesied. I call you healed, girl. She at home said, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Stop laughing, I need a better church. Pray without ceasing means this. Pray without ceasing means this. Ask any of my five children what they remember when daddy's gone. I hope they say a lot of great things. I know one thing they're going to say for sure. Always talking to himself. I was doing it yesterday. Ray was like, there you go. I'm like, player, do you know how good he's been to me? Do you know that he gave you me? He gave you to me healthy? Do you realize I get to go preach tomorrow? Do you realize pray without ceasing means, uh-oh, you pray more than you text? Pray without ceasing means when the plane's late, you don't just say, oh, let me kill a few minutes with my phone. You start saying, thank you, Jesus. I'm not making this up, and I'm not talking to old people who get a hold to this. Grandma was always saying, thank you, Jesus. Life had taught her. Can I talk to somebody 20? Can I talk to young followers? Can I talk to singles and millennials and all of you and tell you this is not old, this Bible. Pray without ceasing. You'll be better in your 30s if you pray when you're 20. I'm going to mess you up. Most of the stuff you want from God, you never asked him for. I'm telling you what the Lord told me last week in prayer. He said, you always strategize, and why don't you just ask me? He said, now don't stop strategizing, because I'm going to work with you. He said, but you're so busy writing and strategizing, and I'll just give it to you if you ask. He said, some of it I'm going to make you work for, but some of it I'll just give it to you. But you never ask. You always try to do it in your own strength and with your little staff and your little creative meetings. Just ask me. Whatever you ask in my name, you have not because you... There's power in prayer. And in 18, if God lets us live, I'm going to put a special emphasis on prayer. Fire in the night is not going anywhere. If we don't pray, we can't stay. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer. When the last time you spent 20 minutes praying? Keep it real now, because I want you to answer to yourself. Now I lay me down to sleep, pray a little my soul to keep. And then everybody's favorite prayer when you're tired, Lord, bless the whole world. Praise God. You know that one? Have you ever did that? Lord, bless the whole world. Bless the whole world. One time I didn't say my blessing. My daughter reminded me, Daddy, you didn't bless the food. I said, I blessed my food for the whole year in January. It's good, baby. Praise God. Lord, bless my food for the whole year in Jesus' name. I'm going to give you this, and I'm moving to my last observation, and that's this. If you ever can't fall asleep, write this down. Remember I said it. If you ever land in the bed and the enemy's trying to become your nocturnal nemesis, preach Raynell Vernon. Here's what I want you to do. Start praying. If you don't believe, the devil will put you right to sleep. If you're laying there and you can't sleep, say, oh, devil, you're going to try to keep me up? Father, I love you. My children. He'd rather you sleep than prophesy, because he know if you pray, something going to happen. If you pray, your daughter going to change. He'd rather you sleep than pray. If you ever can't fall asleep, don't pick up your phone. Don't cut the TV on. Just start thanking God. Start prophesying. Start speaking life. And next thing you know, he'll be, because Satan respects prayer more than you do. He know there's power in it. Pray without ceasing. Can you just try this week, being Thanksgiving week, to maybe tell me I prayed more than I looked at social media? I'm just challenging you. That's my job, I think. Goodbye. 18. In everything. Downtown, y'all looking at me? In everything. In everything. In everything. I need to give an apology out. In everything. Give thanks in everything, Pastor. Why? Because I have given you an erroneous theological construct for years. I missed it. And sometimes there's a paradigmatic shift in your preaching. There's these three or four places the pastor, you say, oh my goodness, I wish I could have a do-over. Don't live in regret, because regret don't help you. Just fix it now. But I thought to myself as I was studying deeply in this, that in the Greek I had missed it for years, because I've said stuff from a pure heart. Like, listen, those of you that dealt with some childhood stuff, thank him for it. Watch this. Thank him for it, because if it wasn't for that, You wouldn't be who you are. Those of you that somebody slapped you around 5-6 years and you made it out of it, I know it was painful, but thank them for it. Those of you that went through hell with your parents, just thank him for it. But when I looked at the text, he never said, thank him for it. He said, thank him. Oh, y'all slow, but you're worth waiting on. What word did I tell y'all to remember? Are you listening, Ray? What word did I tell y'all to remember? The Bible does not say thank him for the trial. It says thank him in the trial, that he gave you power to sustain when the devil, the prince of this world, the devil is the prince of this world. Right now, what Adam legally lost, Christ righteously regained. When Adam fell, the Adamic sin, sin entered the world. That's why people got shot in church in Texas. That's why bros at a country concert got blew down at a concert. That's why mama did that. That's why uncle did that, because we live in a crazy world. If nothing bad happened, this be called heaven. We live on earth. In this life, you'll have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. Bad stuff happened to good people. Don't trip when something happens. Baby, fire, somebody shoot. I wish this was heaven. He does not stop every bad thing. If he never stopped every bad thing, grandma would never die. She'd be 300, because y'all just keep interceding for her. At some point, cancer had to take her. Something took her. That's called life, death, life, pain, joy. It's not deodorized. It's not sanitized. Don't go to a church that preaches that cute mess. You can be living right and something wrong happen. You can be faithful to a man, stay a virgin till you marry him, and he still beats you and cheats you. That's called life. But in the midst of all of that, he was there. I ain't just talking. Thank God in everything that you gave me power to sustain, that I didn't shoot myself, that I didn't shoot them, that I'm still alive. Is there anybody that knows God has been good to you? In everything. As we stand here on this Thanksgiving morning, God has made a way for so many people in here that should have lost your mind. I know it didn't feel good while it was working, but it was working for your good. So in everything. I couldn't get my head around thanking him for the molestation, thanking him for the abusive mama. No, don't thank him for it, because he didn't do it. Satan did it. He didn't stop every bad thing, but he was in it. In it, he gave you power. In it, he gave you strength. He could have walked away, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He was there. Somebody else went through the same thing and didn't know him, but you knew him. You knew him, and now you know him. So in everything. So as I look back over my life, I'm glad he was in it. It wasn't perfect. Come here, Hebrew boys. What happened to y'all? King Nebuchadnezzar threw us in the fiery furnace. Why? Because we wouldn't bow to no fake God. What happened? He threw us in the fire. Matter of fact, he said, make the fire 7 times hotter before you throw him in. What happened, player, at the end? Is it a good story? Did he pull y'all out the fire? No, he didn't, but he got in with us. He got in with us. Come here, Paul. What happened when you called on God? I asked God to remove a thorn, and 3 times he told me no. I said, please move this thorn. He said, I'm not going to move that thorn, but I'm going to get in with you. Is there anybody here that's been through some stuff in your life, but God has been getting in with you? I'm sorry. Goodbye. Hug 3 people. Say, I'm glad he was in it. I'm glad. No, jump up on your feet, hug everybody in your section. Tell them I'm glad he was in it. If he wouldn't have been in it. Everyone's on your feet. 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 Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't feel no holler in me today. I got a minister. I don't feel no holler, because this word was for 10 or 12 people. Please forgive, Pastor. I should have preached that better. I'm not thanking him for it. I'm thanking him in it. Some of the stuff that happened in my life, he had nothing to do with it. He didn't stop every bad thing. If he stopped every bad thing, this would be called heaven. John the Revelator said, there was no more tears. For God shall wipe all tears. Right now, we've been delivered from the penalty of sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We get to go to heaven. We've been delivered from the power of sin. Paul says, sin shall have no dominion over you, Romans 6. What haven't we been delivered from? The presence of sin. That doesn't happen until the second coming, when death and sin and Satan and the Antichrist are thrown into the lake of fire. And John said there was no more sea. There was no more separation. Why did he say separation? Because he was on Patmos. He had been separated from the rest of the world. But God brought all things together. And God sent me to church on this Thanksgiving weekend to talk to somebody and tell you that as hard as life has been, I'm glad he was in it with you. I'm gone. I put it up on Instagram, but I just felt led. I'm from Longwood. I'm proud of it, man. I'm from Longwood. And one of my dudes that comes sometime, Michael Shorter, the Longwood Heights crew, we used to call it, graduated with him. I never forget. And I asked them all to come over to the house, the ranch, the other night. I said, let's just shoot some hoop and jump around in this place we didn't build. I want y'all to have fun with me. And all my dudes came. They don't go to church. They don't go to church. And I was just looking for a way to ease Jesus in. I called my sister and said, I'm not going to over-preach tonight. I'm going to just kick it. We cracking on each other and everything, laughing. But I remember we was going around 93rd. Bridge, all of us on bikes, and car comes through, hit me. 20 of us, I get hit. I'm coming home from POC hooping. Bruh, somebody had threw a rock in a bruh's window, bust his pregnant sister in the head. They so mad, they just looking for somebody. I happen to be coming home. Ray, you throw that rock? No, man, I'm just coming from hoop practice. Bust my head with brass knuckles. I could have been dead. Brass knuckles just beat me down. And I woke up in the hospital. And I'm telling all my friends, I remember all of us were up in Miles skating. Guys tried to shoot us and kill us. We had to run and catch the bus and get back down the way. And I was sharing with them, y'all know why we all still here? Because he was in it. I said, oh, taste and see, my friends, that the Lord is good. And my one friend who just called me in the car on my way from Akron, I wish I could put him on stage. I don't know, this is just human. I wish people could hear him say this, because sometimes people see big old church and all these preachers on TV, people got a little something, man, he's just doing that because big churches get you a decent house or a few dollars. And he said, Ray, I wish I can get up and tell that church that you was doing this when we was in the 10th grade. He said, I'll never forget, we got ready to go to the prom. We all said, man, we going to the hotel. And you said, no, I'm taking my date home and I'm going to church. He said, Ray, I never forgot that. He said, we all said when we got in the car, he always been this way. I said, thank you, Jesus, that somebody can testify that God will, young people, if you follow God right now, he'll keep you, he'll sustain you. Is there any mother and father here that wants your child to do better than you did? Then everybody sing it with me. Grateful, grateful. Great. And if you are here downtown in this place, would y'all pray with me? I'm letting y'all out early. I'm letting y'all out early because I feel a Thanksgiving spirit. I feel cooking and shopping, and thank you for coming in this crazy weather today. I love you, but can we pray? And would you not be selfish? Would you pray for the harvest right now? Would you pray that the Lord of the harvest would just send one person? I know you've been saved like 30 years, 10 years, since you was two, but somebody here, you have no idea. They need something. They need what you used to. They need what you take for granted. Father, I want you to touch somebody's heart right now. Somebody walked in one of these campuses and they need a savior. They need a church home. Some are already Christians, but they need to be connected. They think just coming gives them connection, but what's on the head flows to the body. And they need to join the body. Somebody here needs a savior. They need to give their life to Christ. They got money, but they're miserable. They got a cute girl and tired of her. They got a nice car and sick of driving, and nothing satisfies when you don't know him. Somebody's going to lose their mind. They are exhausted. They need you, God. Would you give them the courage to ignore these cameras and this crowd and say, I'm going up here and get myself together. I'm already a Christian, but I'm going up here to join this church. I need a relevant word every week. I need to be saved. I got money, but I've never joined a church. I've never been baptized. The man is talking to me today. My family need to see me get myself together so that at Thanksgiving dinner, I can say I'm the man of this house now in God's name. Father, I pray that you touch somebody's heart at one of these campuses. One person would be enough for us. The scripture says the angels in heaven rejoice over one, the 99 that are already just. Help them to know with this big old church and all these places that we will be so happy for them to come down here. That they're the reason why we open the doors every week. They're the primary reason. I pray now. Oh, they're already coming. As I count to three, come now. One, two, three, come.
Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Some people may be done with COVID-19, but COVID-19 is not done with Louisiana. We have to pull together to slow the spread. Wearing a mask and socially distancing will keep us safe and healthy. Do these things and winning at this is a slam dunk. Isn't that right, Zion?
Thanks, Governor. Zion Williamson of the New Orleans Pelicans, and I want to encourage everyone in Louisiana to wear your mask. I mean, I think they're pretty cool myself. Stay safe and wear your mask.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
You know, sometimes you've got to use the good sense God gave you and make the right decisions. Wearing a face mask protects you and it protects other people as well. Don't be the one in your family everyone is crying for because you're about to be put 6 feet under. Wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart from other people when you're in public. It's as simple as that. Use your head and help stop the spread of COVID-19.
Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth, the new book by Alexandria native Shaniva Thomas. The book is inspired by life events and her faith in God that brought her through trials and tribulations. Shaniva is a kidney failure survivor, a proud mother of seven, a grandmother, a sister, and a friend, and her story needs to be told. Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth. Signed copies of Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth can be obtained Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Pool's Grocery, 605 Pacific Avenue in Boyce, Louisiana, and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Peacock Event Center, 1724 Bank Drive in Alexandria. Alexandria native Shaniva Thomas, author of Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth, is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to come. Your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and my years ahead.
You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than
you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody.